broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that I refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March the 24th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. As you know, we also are convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. What are the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips? You want solutions, baby? You got it. Kind of like Radio Shack of old. You got questions, we got answers. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show. We're hard-hitting talk meets common sense. Put it all together, and what do you get? Solutions-oriented radio. Welcome to the broadcast. If you want live and on-demand radio at your fingertips, libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net are the two websites to go to. LibertyRoundtable.com for this show, LovingLiberty.net for Liberty Roundtable Live, and many other around-the-clock incredible shows syndicated by the Loving Liberty Radio Network. That is part of the Loving Liberty Network family of services and offerings, and it's all about the sacred cause, don't you know? LovingLiberty.net also has live and on-demand radio, as you know, but they also have phone apps. Did you know they have a Android and a iPhone app that you can download? You can listen to the radio network in progress 24/7. But you can also click on the podcast and listen to each show to your heart's content at your convenience, based on your schedule, whenever you like. Yeah, live and on-demand radio free at your fingertips. And then you can also follow the Twitter feed for Loving Liberty on the app as well. Your donations are welcome. Be generous with your donations, ladies and gentlemen. Every penny will be used to grow our efforts to promote the sacred cause of liberty, God, family, and country. How do you like that? All right, a quick recap of yesterday's show all starts now. Sam sounds off. Quote, I can't take it anymore. The dishonesty of the Coco. Their lies about the COVID vaccine. About the COVID experience that we're all forced to endure. They're all big lies. I'm telling you right now, I can bring up lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. Over the last year, we've really highlighted the criminal activity of your government. In bed with the criminal activity of the vaccine companies, the pharmaceutical companies, and government pharmaceutical company, and private businesses have been forced into a lot of that as well. Being afraid of the government and so shutting down, or defying the shutdowns and getting arrested. I mean, it goes on and on and on of the tyrannical hand of government in this. And you say, Sam, it's a pandemic, you idiot. Oh, yeah? You think so? Prove it. You can't even isolate the virus. You don't even have the virus isolated to prove it exists. Well, no, Sam, but we can scientifically, anecdotally, see the downstream results of the evidence of. You can't see the wind either there, Sam, but you can see it affecting the trees, and so you know the wind exists. Yeah, the same discussion tells me God lives. I get it. But you're either going to double down in scientific proof or you're going to take it on faith, huh? If you're going to take it on faith, you don't have evidence, unless you could say faith is evidence of things unseen, and pretty soon you're going to believe in God, and that's what you ought to do in the first place, and then we might not be as psychotic on this deception. See, that's the problem. They don't have scientific evidence, but they're acting as if they do. Okay, if I say, hey, this is not the way something is, then they say, we're shutting you down for fake news, buddy, you're lying. Or you're peddling false information, or you're a purveyor of fake news, or whatever baloney they want to spin to their advantage. But they lie. And we've caught them at so many lies. Just take the 6-foot rule. Now they're going, by golly, we locked you down for a year over it. Everybody debates where it came from. It's like hundreds of years old. It's not accurate. It has no scientific relevance or basis or reality. Why do I say that? Because even the government's now admitting, hey, if you cough hard, you can launch coronavirus 26 feet, people. Okay, so let's reduce the 6 feet down to 3 feet then, because you can launch coronavirus 26 feet when you cough real hard. So let's do that. Let's reduce it from 6 feet to 3 feet, because your missiles can launch the cocoa when you cough. Okay, that makes real sense, doesn't it? That's scientific as all get out, isn't it? Why don't you just duplicate that science experiment? Go out there like Laura Ingalls. Right? What's that series called, Cameron? What's that? Laura Ingalls, she's on Little House on the Prairie. That's what it's called. All right, so, and she got taught how to spit by, what's that guy's name? Charles, that's the dad. And then he had a buddy. What's that dude's name? And he had a buddy that's like this outback woodsman dude, and he taught that girl to spit, you know? And she could spit real far. So now you just walk around like Laura Ingalls saying, I can spit 26 feet. Better social distance now. And then they reduce it to 3 feet in the government schools, because by golly, what are you going to do when the government schools shut down? Homeschool? Well, by golly, we can't have everybody homeschool, and they might actually get educated then. See, we just go round and round and round in pure flat-out stupidity, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry to go off on this, but I just can't take it anymore. All right, what the heck is America, ladies and gentlemen? Without transparent, honest, and accurate elections, I ask you. But what is America without honest, accurate, transparent science? I ask you as well, ladies and gentlemen. Fauci runs around and acts like he's got the science, but then now we find out the CDC relaxes the requirements at government schools from 6 foot to 3 foot. NBCNews.com. Now, I got a question. If you're in a bar, does the 6 feet go to 3 feet? What if you're in a restaurant there? Is it, 6 feet in a bar still? What if you get real drunk? Can you spit 30 feet now? What if you smoke marijuana and you eat pizza? Can you only spit about a foot and a half because you're tired? Whatever, right? Come on. What's going on around here, folks? They peddle drugs and porn. They shut us down for talking about God. They double down acting like they've got the science. They have no evidence. They have no proof. You and I take it because we're kind people. We take it because we're gentle people. We take it because we want to believe people are like us and that they don't mean harm. They mean good. They want to care for those around them, and they have a good Christian compass pointing true north on godly respect for one another. But they don't have that compass that we have, folks. And we lie to ourselves and we think they do. They want to lock you down and control you. They want to literally get rich on your back. They literally want to practice priestcraft and lord over you in ungodly ways. Okay, that's what this has come down to. How do I know? Because I see study after study after study, evidence item after evidence item that gets flat out suppressed or not carried out because they don't want the results, or carried out and they get the results. And, well, if the results were going to go their way, they were going to publish it. And, well, the results didn't go their way, so they're not going to publish it now. And it goes on and on and on. Compare Florida and California. One state shut down like no other. The other state had a good time and lived life fairly normal. The results are pretty similar between the two, right? Okay, this is the stuff I'm talking about. What on earth is going on around here? Then I bring this up and people are like, well, you better obey there. You might end up in jail. Okay, so I'm going to end up in jail, and the rapist that crosses the border illegally, what are they going to get, a stimulus check? See, this is insanity. All right, second hour yesterday, we talked to our guest, Jim Clymer. He's a well-known Constitution expert. He's a constitutional attorney, I might add. But he's with the Party of Integrity, Liberty, and Prosperity, ConstitutionParty.com. And we talked to him about the issue is honesty. We must stand tall together. It's all about honesty and civility. Amen to that. The federal government, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is subject to the states which created it. And the states are subject to the popular sovereignty of the people. Would it be an understatement to say the federal creature is out of control? Not at all. We also talked about Donald Trump saying Biden gets softball questions from the press. He says Democrats are destroying the country with this new term called woke. Are you woke? Sounds like it's a grammar snafu, doesn't it? Yes, indeed. But if you're woke, it means you're educated and agreeing with the liberal ideology. And if you're not woke, then you're simply asleep and ignorant. You see how offensive these people are? And then they're like, oh, we got to have everybody get along, got to have unity on everything. No, because I'm woke to the fact that you're denying God, family, and country, and you're violating the protection of life, liberty, and property, and I want it stopped. I'm woke because I want to stand with the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, for heck's sakes. And I want to stand with pro-life, and I want to jettison the pro-death lies called pro-choice. All right? These are very clear fundamentals. I want a God-given right of self-defense called and codified in the Constitution, your Second Amendment. The right to keep and bear arms. But they're trying to obliterate that, calling it common sense gun control. Common sense gun control is get enough training to shoot what you're aiming at. And for good guys to have guns to stop the bad guys. Who finally stopped this yahoo in Colorado? Huh? Oh, a cop with a gun. A good guy with a gun did, Sam. Yeah, that's the point. What if a good guy had a gun earlier? Then he would have been stopped earlier, right? How dumb am I? So this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Now, they say Donald Trump's going to return to social media in a couple of months on his own platform. I think that's phenomenal news. I hope he does. And I hope his platform is fair and honest and open, and I hope he has the mojo to circumvent the mainstream press and the very few companies that control everything. I hope he can. I don't know if it's going to be, like a Parler, a Gab. I don't know if he's going to buy something already existing to crank up faster, or if he's really going to crank up his own new service. But either way, I welcome it. We need more people in the media, ladies and gentlemen. Facebook lies about how many people they have on their platform. They literally took down 1.3 billion accounts between October and December 2020. And they removed over 100 misinformation networks over the past 3 years as well. They lie. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt. And there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. So thank heavens to my producer looking stuff up for me. Cam doing a great job. So he says, hey, man, when you're talking about this Laura learning how to spit on Little House on the Prairie, it's Mr. Edwards that taught her to spit. He's like, hey, Laura, you want to learn how to spit? And she's like, yeah. She's a little kid, right? And the mom's like, no, stop. Anyway, I guess she did learn how to spit on the show. She drew the line at the cha, I guess, you know. Didn't do that. So anyway, that's kind of interesting, and it just goes to show we live in a different time. Now, you know, in old days, a neighbor, which was Mr. Edwards in this case, like, hey, you want to learn how to spit? Nowadays, do you even want to talk about what nowadays looks like? It isn't just you want to learn how to spit these days when to a little girl. It's a little more, oh, I don't know. So I just say they want to get into twerking, and I digress. Let's go to the real news, shall we? Cruise to the Bahamas. You want to do that, huh? The Royal Caribbean International Cruise Line says game on if you're vaccinated. You comfortable with that? Questions are now surrounding what they call a vaccine passport, also called a health certificate or travel pass. You cool with one of those? I certainly am not, and I'm not going to take the vaccine. The problem is, guys like me can get pretty bold and say, I'll never take the vaccine, man, not me. But number one, they could hold you down and give it to you anyway, whether you like it or not. Just, you know. Now, I doubt they'll do it that way because they know that they'll show their tyrannical hand too heavy if they do that. So they probably won't do that. What they'll do is they'll start with a private sector like this. This is how they deny you your liberties over time, and the people seem to swallow it. Okay, it's like a frog in the heating bowl or pot on the stove, right? Whatever. Okay, now, by the way, I've been told that if you do heat up a frog, they don't really jump out when it gets too hot. So it's a great analogy, but it probably isn't factual. I digress. It's, you know, there you go. Nevertheless, people are get acclimated to it over time. It's kind of a slow process, and people don't really revolt or say, no way, stop, or get up in arms or riot or whatever you want to do. They don't do that if it's really slow and mellow. So they won't start out and just lock you down and hold people down and force the jab. What they'll do is they'll just go, yeah, you want to go cruise, then you better have your vaccine. You got to have the cocoa vax, right? And, well, I guess I won't go on cruises then. Okay, well, that's fine, Sam. If you want to fly on a plane, you got to have the cocoa vax. I guess I won't fly on a plane. That's fine, Samuel. Oh, if you want to ride a train, you got to have a cocoa vax. I guess I won't ride on train. That's fine, Sam. You don't ride on trains. Well, if you want to bank at this bank or go to this theater, they're private companies. They can do what they want. If you don't have the cocoa vax, the cocoa card, then, hey, you can't watch a movie. Fine, I'll watch my movies at home. That's fine. That's fine, Sam. And they'll slowly but surely move the needle, move the needle. Pretty soon it'll be like, Sam, you can't shop at your favorite grocery store if you don't have the cocoa card. And then I'll be like, well, I won't shop at that whatever Walmart, whatever grocery store anymore. I'll shop wherever I want to. Well, no, Sam. And they'll just back into it slowly but surely to where it's like, you know what? You will take the vaccine or you won't participate in society. Is that where we're going to go? Is this the mark of the beast beta? I don't know. I'm just telling you, it's very weird and they're getting crazy and they're doing it fast. By the way, Rush Limbaugh's radio time slot will be taken over by a guy by the name of Dan Bongino. And I guess Dan's been around for a while. He's filled in on Rush's show, and it's probably a pretty good pick. I'm not super familiar with him, but I know a little bit about him. And he's a commentator and an author, and he's been an entrepreneur, and he's done a lot of good stuff in his life. He's worked for the government, like FBI kind of stuff or whatever, in the past. And, you know, he might be a Secret Service. Maybe it is. I can't remember. I don't have it all in front of me. But anyway, the guy seems pretty decent. And I hope he does a little bit more bold talk radio than Rush did. Rush, at the start of his career and the end of his career, was amazing. In the middle of his career, he kind of went water boy for the Republicans and melted down for quite a number of years. But he got rich and smoked cigars and had a great time doing it. And now I say, rip Rush. You know what? God rest your soul, brother. And I appreciate all the good that you did do for the country. I wish it were more. You know what? At the end of the day, we all got to surveil our lives and say, how did we do? Did we stand up for the things that mattered? Did we back up when time warranted? Were we kind and appreciative and grateful? Were we bold and defining, you know, the things that matter most? Did we stand for God, family, and country? Did we move forward in meaningful ways to promote the cause of Christ? That's right, Jesus Christ. Do we promote the real king? Do we reject all kings until the real king returns, right? Where do we stand? What's our life? You'll survey your life. You'll look back and you'll go, man, what did I do with my time? Was I an advocate for the principles that make people better than they really are? In other words, you keep God's commandments, and by his grace, you become better than you really are, don't you? You start out and do all your best and everything that you can do, and then God blesses you with his grace as you get saved. And man, in the end, you're way better than... Hey, man, if I hang around my wife, I become way better than I normally am. And if I pay attention to God's laws and my lovely wife, and I'm surrounded by my wonderful children, they all bring out the best in me. See, is that what you want for your life? If you do, ladies and gentlemen, you best not sit idly by. You best seize the day, is what I would say. You best get on it, right? You best take action. You best do all you can. All right. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday. Still available on demand at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. Spread the word. Tell the tale. Let everybody you know know. We need more listeners, more donations. As the broadcast grows, your help is greatly appreciated. Look, I'm not begging for your money to fund my personal family or my vacations or anything like that. I have a day job. I work all day to care for those things. Okay? I want you to fund this radio network because I want to help us grow. Okay? If we have the funding, I could broadcast live from all kinds of places. Did you know the Red Pill Expo is coming up in June, South Dakota? Yeah, did you know Freedom Fest is coming up in July, South Dakota? I'd like to be at those two events. I will be at Freedom Fest in July because some private donors put some cash in to make it happen. Okay? They're not paying me to go. They're not, writing Sam Bushman a check, but they are covering a lot of costs. I'm taking off days of work, so I'm losing money to go, but it's worth it. And somebody's helping me cover the cost so the loss isn't just too mammoth on my family. I digress, but I'm telling you, we're going. And we're going to broadcast live, and we're going to bring incredible guests and promote the sacred cause of liberty while there. Some say, Sam, that's just preaching to the choir, buddy. You can say that if you want. But my question for you is, what was the choir like before my voice chimed in? I think it was a little smaller, if I'm not mistaken. And you could say, well, you're only one, Sam. You don't make a difference. And I say, you know what? I'm going to live my life as if I answer to God, okay? And you know what? Let the chips fall where they may, but when I stand before my maker and account for my deeds in the body, if you will, and then I'm going to be able to say, you know what? I promoted God, family, country. I raised these children. I did my best. I worked my derriere off to support my family and to do good in the world. And hey, man, I was anxiously engaged in a good cause all the day long to the best of my ability from the time I was born to the time I kicked it. I did the very best I could, Lord, and I hope it's good enough where he says, come on in, you good and faithful servant. Don't know. Just got to do the best I can and trust in God for the rest, right? That's what we all got to do. But I'm telling you right now, it's important to be up and about it. I'll tell you right now, it's important to reject negative thoughts, negative views, negative beliefs, and replace them with the trust in God Almighty, with a faith-filled view, with a hope and a prayer, and then get up and do all that you dare. Yeah, you know, they say about a good woman, you know, the devil just freaks out when she gets out of bed. When her feet hits the floor, look out. Because she, you know, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the nation, right? So we got to really understand that. Women are powerful. Women have a unique role to play in God's plan. And it's not the perverted, whacked out feminist ideology either. All right? Women have their own roles to play. They've got the same God-given rights as men, right? Inalienable rights are equally given to male and female, different qualities, different attributes brought to the table for God's great plan. No doubt about that reality check. And those two, male and female, the godless want to deny that reality check of male and female, though. But the truth is, male and female, those are not divisionary roles. Those are not competitive roles. Okay, that's not how God designed it. That's how the world wants to manipulate it as they divide and conquer everything in their wake. Jettison that deception, folks. Male and female created them. Males and females are designed to be complementary to one another. And in God's great plan, those two complementary roles of male and female create this great synergistic whole. Synergism means the whole is greater than the sum of its parts, right? That's what a family does under the leadership of a male and female. That's God's plan, baby. You got to stick with it. You got to stand by it. You got to advocate for it all the day long. And that's who I am. And that's what I do on your radio. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, syndicated by the Loving Liberty Radio Network.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You're USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
21-year-old Ahmad Alyssa has been charged with multiple counts of murder after his suspected rampage at a grocery store in Boulder, Colorado, Monday. President Biden urged Congress to swiftly pass gun control laws, and he may write executive orders on his own. Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert says Colorado already has some of the toughest gun laws in the country. And it's very unfortunate that their first knee-jerk reaction is to limit our ability to defend ourselves. End quote. The grocery store where the shooting took place is an anti-open carry, informing legally armed folks not to go into the store. North Korea conducted tests of short-range missiles last weekend as the new Biden administration continues to push for diplomatic engagements with Pyongyang. The official sought to downplay the implications of the test, emphasizing to reporters that the administration does not view the tests as a major provocation. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs. And because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Let's get a border update. Tim Berg reports.
The Border Patrol is running into more large groups of illegal immigrants in South Texas. Agents saying they're encountering groups of 100 or more. The illegal immigrants from the countries of El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua, Mexico, and Belize. Texas Border County Judge Richard Cortez tells MSNBC the feds are to blame regarding the border crisis, and this is now affecting folks regarding trading along the U.S. Mexico border.
The federal government, because we have closed borders right now. I mean, the border communities, we depend on cross-border trade with Mexican people coming across over and shopping in our businesses. Those people cannot come over here. In fact, no one can cross the border right now except for those immigrants that are seeking asylum. And that, of course, gives them a right because that's what the law says. So until our federal government addresses the immigration issue, we're going to continue to have this problem or even more so in the future.
USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I went off, and I'm sorry. Had to do it, though, man. Whenever we're talking about the great struggle over the sacred, God-given principle of agency, I've got to sound off, man. It's vitally important, right? Right? It's really important. This is not something to mess with or be, you know, timid about. We're talking about the great struggle for agency, the ability to choose as you will, to follow God's plan or not. As for me in my house, I choose to serve the Lord. I know I'm far from perfect. I don't want to come across as if I think I'm, you know, any better than anybody else. I just know that's the important thing to pursue in life, right? That's all I'm trying to get at. All right, enough of that. A recap. Say that again, Cameron. Joshua 24:15. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He's exactly right. All right, I was thinking he was telling me a time related to the show. All right. Oh, but a biblical reference is always good. Ladies and gentlemen, I've read the good book, right? And I'm telling you right now, we win in the end. Tyranny goes down in flames, okay? Liberty prevails. Don't forget that reality check either, please. All right, illegal immigrants. This is a headline for the mainstream press, okay? Illegal immigrants suspected of crimes ranging from rape and murder to gang affiliation have been arrested in the Rio Grande Valley. They call that the sector of Texas. That's according to Customs and Border Protection officials. Now, they say at least 10 Wow, at least 10 illegals, immigrants connected to serious crimes, were recently arrested as the number of migrants arriving at the border increased. Now, I think about that headline, folks. Okay? And I go, wait a minute. The New York Post reported this, they say. Now, I think back when Donald Trump was running for office and he was speaking about the border and he said, hey, you know what? Oftentimes, we really got to protect our borders because sometimes these illegals are rapists and murderers. Sometimes they're gang affiliated, right? Now, that's what Donald said. And the mainstream press mocked him. They went, what are you talking about? How dare you be a racist? Right? How dare you be a racist? How dare you hate on the illegals? I can't believe you. People are coming here, wives and children, and you're up there talking about this racist idea that the Mexicans are all rapists, and how dare you, Donald? Isn't that what they did back in the recent future? Don't have a short memory, people. Remember these things. And remember your God, too, I might add. But remember these things and go, you know what? That's what they said. They mocked the Donald at the time. They mocked President Donald J. Trump. And they kind of hinted, oh, the Donald's clueless. He's ignorant. He's a racist. He's, how dare him? But now we find out even the, what do they call these groups in government here? They call it the Rio Grande Valley sector of Texas. That's according to customs and border protection officials. Okay, this isn't President Trump now. This is border. Why didn't the border protection officials speak up? They knew this was the same in Donald's day. At least 10 illegal immigrants connected to serious crimes were recently arrested as the number of migrants increase. The New York Post reported on Monday. Where was the New York Post back when President Trump was saying this? They were silent also. Right? Joel Martinez, a chief patrol agent, said one subject was arrested for rape and sentenced to 20 years in prison. The two men were arrested for indecency with a child in the cities of Amarillo, Texas, and Sulphur Springs, Texas. Okay? They said they arrested three sex offenders who were illegally present in the U.S. One subject was arrested for rape. Right? It just goes on and on and on, folks. And this is where they used to mock President Trump about this and say it isn't true. But now they're admitting it's flat out fact. Right? Let me ask a question. Are these arrests real? Okay, are these arrests real? Are these people going to jail real? Because if they are, it just proves President Trump, right? In the past 4 days, they've arrested sex offenders, a murderer, and MS-13 gang members. Listen. Not to mention two sexual predators. They also found all kinds of drugs being moved across the border. Now, does this prove President Trump right or what? Answer. Well, yes, it does. So when President Trump was making these claims, and guys like me were saying he's right as rain, and your mainstream press was lying to you and peddling fake news that it was nothing more than imaginations of a whacked out racist mocking President Donald J. Trump, these people are criminals. They peddled fake news and in bed with the drug cartels. And in bed, the media was in bed with the sex traffickers and the murderers and the rapists and those who would pillage and plunder our society. And we, you know what? We stand up and they're like, oh, you guys are crazy. You guys are racist. Yeah, you hate Mexicans. That's the biggest lie I've ever heard in my life. It isn't about color of skin or ethnicity. It's about, ladies and gentlemen, the rule of law, first of all. Secondly, it's about criminal activity. Okay? The whole purpose of government is to protect us from that kind of abuse. Not aid and abet it and then have the media lie about it. Not pretend it doesn't exist because you hate Donald Trump. Some kind of a left-right deception of Republican, Democrat, whatever. Now Joe Biden's created a serious crisis on the border. He absolutely has. And now the Democrats are in a bind. They don't know how to admit it, but they know it's true. But now some Democrats are standing up nobly, boldly, and they're saying, these are people that are mayors, people that live on the border. They're going, you know what? I got to stand against Joe on this one. My citizens are at risk now. You think? Hello, that's what President Trump was trying to tell you people. And you didn't stand up like you should have then. And now Joe's created a crisis and you're standing up. I guess it's better late than never. But come on, people. Now, Nancy whacked out. Pelosi wants to try to blame Donald Trump for the border crisis, saying it's his fault. Yeah. I don't know how to respond to all this, except here's the next headline that kind of even heightens the concern. Listen carefully to this. Do you know who Psaki is? P-S-A-K-I. I think you say it's Psaki, right? Anyway, I guess that's the, press secretary for the Joe now. If we're going to call it the Donald, we've got to call it the Joe, don't we? Grandpa whacked out, sex pervert Joe. Yeah. Joe, I guess Joe Biden has got kind of a problem. And so Psaki, this press secretary for Joe, got beat up by the press, believe it or not, a little bit. They were pressed on Joe Biden putting migrants in hotels on the border while the National Guard had to sleep in Washington, D.C. parking garages. So it's a big old debate now. What on earth are the National Guard sleeping in parking garages for when the illegals get hotels? And if that doesn't really show the double standard, if that doesn't really highlight, you know, the problem here, I don't know what does, right? Why are the migrants, why do they call them migrants? Why don't they use the word illegals? Right? They're not just migrants, folks. It's not just like they migrated over here and they're just kind of cruising freely around. There's a border and it's illegal to cross it. Okay, let's be clear and not lie to ourselves. Okay? Right? Illegals is what you got to say. There, good. I changed the article headline. Now it says Psaki pressed on Biden, putting illegals in hotels while National Guards slept in parking garages. What's up with that? Well, that doesn't highlight the double standard and kind of the way we're treating the illegals. They're like rock stars and you and I are going to jail and stuff. You open your restaurant, you're going to jail, you cross the border illegally, you get a hotel. You go ahead and serve your country and they toss you in a parking garage to sleep. But if that's not enough, illegals are getting even more. I'll tell you about it in seconds on your radio.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches. In wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Have we realized the assault against our lives, our liberties, our faith? To defeat this assault, Christians and all people of goodwill should have strategies to prevail in our faith and principles, which are simple. No need for a complex formula. One goal, one aim. A strategy like the heroic Christians of the past. We win, they lose. Nothing less. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm by a friend of Medjugorje. The strategy of heaven revealed. Big Q, Little Q. The Calm Before the Storm. Available on Amazon.com or by calling Caritas in the U.S. at 205-672-2000.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So illegal immigrants suspected of crimes, rape, and murder and anything else crossing the border getting arrested. Now they're in jail, some of them. So you and I got to fund the taxpayer jail for these people that we should have never let cross the border in the first place. You get it? You see what I'm talking about? But then it gets worse because now the press secretary for whacked out Crazy Joe is being pressed going, what the heck's going on, man? These illegals are coming across the border. Folks are putting them in hotels, but the National Guard defending the nation's capital, those folks are sleeping in parking garages. What the heck's going on around here? But it gets worse. I know you say, how could that be? But I'm just telling you right now, listen up. Illegal, let me say that again, illegal, let me say that one more time, illegal immigrants to receive $4.38 billion in stimulus checks. So let me get this right. Right? How do I deal with this? Right? Illegals are getting put in hotels. They're getting hospital stays. And they're getting government stimulus checks. Imagine that. And many Americans are not getting stimulus checks. Because why? Well, they're too rich. Don't you know there's a cutoff based on your wealth? Now, if that's not financial discrimination, I don't know what it is there now. If you're poor, you get a check, and if you're rich, you don't. And how does that all work? Oh, I guess it's because you're white and nerdy, as the joke goes, right, from Al Yankovic. What on earth is going on with that? The government's just going to decide how wealthy you are, and if you're above a certain line, you're just too wealthy for the socialist handouts, and if you're poor, well, even if you're illegal, it's okay. Who should get a check? Somebody too rich to get a check or somebody too illegal to get a check? Answer? This is a hard one. Neither of them, right? We shouldn't be handing out checks at all. It is not the constitutional government's role. It's not the limited government's responsibility, see? Right? That's what I'm talking about. All right, there you have it. Democrats, though, are now putting on a full court press to advance gun control bills in the Senate. So while the illegals cross our borders and hang out in our hotels free, while the illegals are getting stimulus checks, now what government's fixing to do is they're trying to go ahead and take away my God-given right of self-defense. Yeah, expressed and codified as the Second Amendment in the Bill of Rights. Yep, they want to say, Sam, we need common sense gun control, my friend. You shouldn't really be able to have a gun there now. And so the divide in America is over red and blue. What do I mean by that, red and blue? I'm talking about Republican and Democrat states. Republican-controlled or Democrat-controlled states defined as red and blue. Sadly, we've spiraled down in our society to that kind of a discussion. You red? You blue? Yeah, how ignorant can a culture get when we divide that simply? But nevertheless, the problem is the folks want to take away your guns. And so now they're on a full court press. They've already passed these bills in the House. And now they're pushing in the Senate. Will they get it? Well, it all depends on if a couple of Democrats stand tall for liberty and reject gun control or if they cave. It all depends on a couple of Republicans, too. The swing will be in the few. couple of Democrats, couple of Republicans will make the difference. Are they going to push for gun control? Are they going to get it passed through the Senate? Are they going to have whacked out Crazy Joe sign it? Don't know. But when you have literally illegals crossing the border that are bent on rape and sexual predators and murder and tied in with gangs, MS-13 and others, serious crimes, and then they're going to take away our guns. Are you comfortable with that, ladies and gentlemen? Now, these whacked out liberals went further as they pushed for gun control. The shooting in Colorado, right when it first happened, they wrote, all these Democrats, Harris and others, wrote on Twitter and other places, hey, another white guy goes ballistic and kills everybody. Well, they wanted you to believe it was just some white, what do they call those people? White supremacists went crazy with a gun or whatever. Well, then they got caught because they were lying. They peddled fake news and got caught and had to backpedal. And the reason they did is because the guy wasn't white and the guy wasn't an American and the guy wasn't a white supremacist at all. Not at all. He's from a foreign terrorist kind of a nation, came to America, had mental illness, they say, and then whacked out and went kind of crazy with a gun. Blamed it on no girlfriend, right? And you look at these people's lives, and I'm not trying to down anybody, but I'm saying when you have a life where you don't have love from mother and father and parents and stable home life and a direct compass pointed to God, that he's your true father in heaven and he loves you, and when you get rejected by women, you don't have a stable family life, and then, you know, these people are the ones that go nuts. You can see it every time. The pattern is clear. No God in your life, no family in your life, not a healthy respect for your country, disappointment everywhere in all your relationships, in all the relationships that you see as your role models, and then your own relationships fall apart, and then you become very paranoid and crazy, and you become mentally ill and unstable, and then you find out there's probably some kind of psychotropic drugs involved. Yeah, the poor guy was getting counseling and on psychotropic drugs of some kind, and then you find out the FBI or the government was somehow involved, and you go, yeah, fits the pattern. This happens every time. Now, I don't know that this is the case. This is the difference between me and the Democrats. I don't make all these assumptions. Okay? I didn't go off saying this guy was this or that. I waited to see what the evidence on the guy was. They say he had no political, really, affiliations. It wasn't about politics, although he hated Donald Trump. So it was not a Donald supporter. Isn't that inconvenient for these people? But then they said that this guy has mental illness, and his brother or somebody else said that he had paranoia and instability. Sister or somebody else around him was saying he was playing with a gun beforehand. He bought a gun beforehand. You know, this, okay, they're trying to paint this narrative, but the problem is they're getting caught in their own woke scenario. Woke is that you got to believe that guns are evil and bad and you got to get rid of them in our society. No, guns are only evil and bad in the hands of people that use them for evil or bad. Okay, guns are like computers, they're technology. They don't know good nor evil, they just exist and depends on who uses them and for what purposes. I can use a computer to peddle porn or to create pornography and record it. Or I can use a computer to do family history or ancestry research and do good with my time and my computer. It all is in the eyes of the beholder, they say, or the hands of those who are controlling the technology. Okay? The cop that used a gun eventually to stop this criminal thug. Hey, wonderful use of the technology by a good moral citizen, a servant of the people, with a goal, with an honor, or I'm sorry, with an oath to protect and defend, right? That's the kind of people that should own guns. But nevertheless, these whacked out liberals want to take your guns from you because they believe your society will be safer. Your society will be safer. So I got an idea for the full court press Congress. All right. Why don't we just have the Secret Service disarm? And why don't we just have good old Joe, whacked out Joe, run around without any Secret Service protection, without any armed guards, without any protection, without anybody with any guns? And if that goes well for you, Joe, then we might talk about, you know, an expansion of that example that you've set. Until then, my friend, what is this? The do as I say, not as I do father mentality from Grandpa Joe? Is that what we're talking about? Oh, yeah, I got to have armed guards around me because I'm somebody special. I'm somebody above the people. I'm somebody greater than thou. Is that what we're talking about, Joe? You and all your members of Congress that have the Secret Service and all kinds of special protection, right? Rand Paul got surrounded even by a bunch of thugs at the Capitol. And he said it was a very scary moment, but he had protection from what, the Capitol Police or the Secret Service? I don't know who. And they said, thank heavens the cop whisked Rand Paul and his dear wife, Kelly, to safety. That's great. I'm glad about that. I don't want any harm to come to anybody. But this is what I'm talking about. How on earth can you decide that if you work for government or something like that, or you're the president of the United States, that you deserve greater protection? In fact, armed protection is justified in your case. But in my case, Sam Bushman, I can't afford any armed guard, so I do it myself. But no, I would lose that right because these thugs think that it's going to keep us safer. All right, but the problem is Democrats are putting on the full court press to take away your right to keep and bear arms. You're really your God-given right of self-defense. I must remind these Democrats that the law is that you have a right to keep and bear arms. Now, that law doesn't come from a government edict or a privilege granted in some yesteryear congressional session. We're talking about a God-given inalienable right the government's put on notice not to cross that line. So let's be very clear. You don't have the authority, Congress, to deny us our God-given right of self-defense. You flat out lack the authority. In fact, I'll even make it more clear for you. Based on the Declaration of Independence, governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. We have not given you consent to take away any God-given rights from anybody. In fact, we created the Bill of Rights, putting you on notice that these are nulla tocas in the Spanish language. Don't, no, you can't touch it, right? That's what we're talking about, very boldly and clearly. And so, while you're giving money and hotels to illegals, while you thugs are having the National Guard sleep in garages, while you're letting rapists into the country, don't you dare put on the full court press to deny us our God-given right to keep and bear arms. Don't you dare. And now, on top of it all, they're harassing our buddy Jack Phillips again. Do you remember who Jack Phillips is, ladies and gentlemen, or not? Jack Phillips was the guy that wouldn't bake a cake for the gay couple back in the day. Now, the headline says Jack Phillips, the Colorado baker, who was sued for his refusal to make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple. Well, he's back in court again. He's in court again. Why? This time he refused to bake a gender transition cake. Yeah. Autumn Scardina, an attorney, ordered a birthday cake in 2017 that was decorated in blue on the outside, but was pink inside to reflect Scardina's gender transition. Okay? That's according to ABC News. Anyway, so Jack Phillips said, I'm not going to bake that cake. How many times is Jack Phillips going to find himself drug into court because he won't bake a cake is the question that we all need to ask ourselves. By the way, Phillips also refuses to bake Halloween cakes because he doesn't agree with the messaging of the holiday. Okay, the message would be that he agrees that celebrating transgender is something to celebrate, and he doesn't believe that, so he won't bake the cake. Now, I personally think Jack Phillips is a national hero because he is one who's willing to stand up. Very few are willing to stand up these days, sad to say. But Jack has guts. So Jack finds himself in court again over the really the same issue. Instead of making a bay cake this or a gay promoting cake, it's transgender or gender, I don't know what you call it, transition cake. And in both cases, he says, no, I have my right to conscience and I can't be forced to do something that I fundamentally disagree with and I won't do it. And he's right as rain. But I also don't understand, where's the double jeopardy in this thing? He already went to court. He already won. They already stopped him. Now they're suing him again and he has to go back to court again. What about double jeopardy? Oh, that doesn't apply in this case for some unknown, weird, strange, technical reason, Sam. Folks, we better stand up. Our society is being destroyed in the culture wars, the cancel culture. They want to cancel Jack's whole bakery, don't they? Don't let them do it, folks. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. God save the Republic of the United States of America.